Hello, I'm Dr. Doris Forte, and welcome to the Visionarium podcast, where ordinary people gain extraordinary vision. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. This is episode 42, and I have entitled this episode, The Gift of Listening. It was inspired by the fact that the day after Thanksgiving is National Day of Listening. I didn't know that. I don't even remember how I came across it. But the day after Thanksgiving is National Day of Listening. It's also Black Friday in a lot of places. And people are shopping, they're in the malls, they're online, looking for the perfect gift. As a podcaster, I think a lot about listening. My listening audience, is it worth listening to what I have to say? Who's listening? How do I get people to listen? Listening is a big part of what I do. But when I thought about listening as a gift, it made me think that listening may be the best gift ever to give people this Christmas and always. So let's take a deep dive inside the Visionarium and talk about the gift of listening. So the whole concept of listening as a gift really appealed to me, and I started thinking about what are the qualities of a good gift? One of them is trust, especially now when there's so many scams online and people promising things that they don't deliver and just fake freebies and that sort of thing. Trust is really an important component of a good gift. And in communication, where listening is concerned, one thing is for sure, you can't listen and talk at the same time. So being able to trust that the person that you are talking to is actually listening and hearing what you're saying is very important in building trust. And trust is very important in relationship building and in communicating effectively. When you enter into that kind of space with someone, there's a feeling of trust. You relax and you open up even more. And that is a gift to you and to the listener. So trust is part of a good gift. The trust that I'm communicating with someone, they're listening to what I have to say and giving me an opportunity to speak from my heart, to tell the truth about how I'm feeling without feeling that I'm going to be interrupted. We've also all had people that we communicate with that as soon as you start the conversation, they're just looking for a chance to jump in. You can just see it in their body language. And if you're on the phone, it's constant interruptions. You're talking over each other. You're talking at the same time. And as soon as they see that opening, they jump in there and hijack the conversation. And what started off being something you were talking about is now a conversation about them and something they wanted to talk about. And they'll go on and on with their conversation until finally they may say, well, long story short, and I guess that's your chance to jump in. Personally, by then, I've lost my enthusiasm, or maybe I've forgotten what I was going to talk about in the first place. That's certainly not a situation that's conducive to communication because you don't have an opportunity to be heard. There's also the type of communication. As soon as it starts, they're off and running like a NASCAR flag have just been dropped or the Kentucky Derby has just started. And they're off and running and they just go and go and go and go and go. And I'm talking, you're not even in that conversation. So at the very most, that's an opportunity for you to be a good listener because you can't get a word in edgewise. And there are other scenarios, but it doesn't build the kind of trust that will allow you to open doors in communication where the two of you can join hands and move down a new path that leads to a whole different area to explore and discuss. Another chamber of their heart that they haven't shared with anyone because there probably hasn't been an opportunity. There's so much opportunity that happens when we listen. Another quality of a good gift is sacrifice. It could be financial, you're spending a little money that you really don't have, or your time. You are sacrificing your human need to be heard, to give the stage to someone else and allow them the opportunity to be heard. And in doing so, you have to give some forethought to it. Do you have time to be present for this? Are you capable of silencing your inner voice that always wants to go on about something and pushing that noise back and bringing yourself back to the point where you're listening and you're there for that person? You're actively, presently there in that moment and you're remaining there. That is sacrifice and it takes effort. Sometimes it takes forethought to ask a question that requires more than a yes or no answer. Like I did with my granddaughter this morning. Did you have a good morning, Yuna? Yes. And that would have been that. But I asked her, tell me about your morning. Tell me what you did. And she told me about her morning. She happened to be staying in a hotel with her parents. And so they had breakfast in the hotel restaurant, and it was a buffet. And I don't know if they'd ever been to a buffet before. She's 4 years old. Perhaps she has. But she was talking about how she was happy that she could have what she wanted. And she had berries, and she had a sausage, and she had some juice, some apple juice. And she went on and on. And then she told me about some things that happened in the room with her brother. It was really engaging. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a moment where you know somebody's really listening to what you have to say, it makes you open up even more. It feels like a warm, cozy, sweetly scented blanket has been draped over the two of you, and you're in this blanket together, and it's just cozy, and you're just communicating, and you feel safe, you don't feel judged, you just feel welcome to express how you feel. That's the gift of listening. And for us, as busy as we are these days, to carve out that kind of time for anything or anyone is a sacrifice. So when you enter into the space of generous listening, make sure you have the time. And even think about how you're going to initiate the conversation if they don't. It's a gift. We all crave being heard. We all want to connect with someone who can hear us and who cares. It is a gift. Another good quality of a gift is that it has a certain design to it. Those gifts that we get that you know somebody really gave some thought to because it's perfectly designed for what we need. Like when my son-in-law gave me the gift of putting my studio acoustics together. He's an industrial designer. And he's probably more, but I can't think of all of his titles, but he's into design and he's excellent at it. And he brought his tools over. He spent all day long putting panels on my wall in my studio. And he's a busy guy, not to mention that he's also the dad of the two little grandkids I just mentioned. He's very, very busy. And he gave me the gift of his time. And it was by design for me. Those are the kinds of gifts that you really don't forget. Like Maya Angelou said, and I'm probably paraphrasing, but she said something like, we may forget what someone did, but we'll never forget how they made us feel. When we're given a gift that fits us like a custom-made glove, we never forget it. And that is what listening does. Because someone is saying, I am here. You can open your heart. You can trust that I'm going to be right here. And I'm just listening to what you have to say. I'm here. That's a gift. Having a clear intention of what you are giving, what your intention is to give, where listening is concerned, is very point blank. Your intention is to listen and to empower the person that is speaking to know that you are listening to what they are saying. So in that intention, you have to carve out your time. You have to carve out your discipline in being focused and being present. One of the qualities of a good gift is also vulnerability. And what I mean by that is it's okay to not be able to give a very expensive gift. And it's okay to express that, you know, this year I just don't have it like I've had it. I hope that you can like, appreciate, and use the gift that I'm giving you because it's from my heart. And people who love you and who are really worthy of your gift will understand that. Presenting a gift like your presence and your time and your thought in designing the gift of listening may mean more to someone who needs to say something and to have something heard than anything that you can find in a department store or online. There is a connectivity that occurs between the giver and the receiver when it's that perfect, that intentional, that vulnerable on both ends that can form a bond for a lifetime. People who are total strangers often experience that. They just start up a conversation, and before you know it, these doorways, these chambers are opened, and people are talking about things that they've never told anyone, but that's really, really something they need to speak. And it's being received with love and non-judgment in the gift of listening. So it's no small thing, and it has a priceless value. And the value element of it is that it is something that satisfies a real need we all have. So it's worth cultivating the skill of becoming a better listener. And because I've had experiences with people listening to me, giving me their rapt attention and listening and allowing me to speak from my heart and not be judged, I have made a concerted effort to become a better listener. So I'm going to offer a few tips that I have learned along the way, just because I think this is an excellent gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving and is not just a Christmas gift. It is a gift that you can bring with you every time you encounter another human being. And so let me just tell you some of the things that I've learned about becoming a better listener. And I've mentioned most of these already, so won't have to listen to me much longer. One of them is intention. Be very intentional about what you're doing. It's not something haphazard. Your intention is to listen. So make sure that you have carved out the time, that you are not multitasking on something else while you're listening, that you really are engaged. And I can't say enough about the nonverbal communication that occurs in listening. If it's a face-to-face encounter, use body language as a cue and also as a motivator. And what I mean by that is look at the body language of the speaker. Over the course of what they're saying, look at how that body language changes. If they're looking very uptight, hugging themselves, or their body is constricted, your body language can help them become more relaxed. Nodding being a gesture for them to continue. Your palms up, extended towards them, invites them to open up. A comment from you like, "Tell me more about that," or "How did that make you feel?" can give them an opportunity to expand what they're saying and to clarify it. And in doing so, they go a little bit deeper, because that's the whole point, is to have the speaker go deeper. And to know that you're catching them at every level, that you're right there with them. Being very intentional about what you're doing. Declare your intention and to fulfill it by staying in the moment and being very aware of why you're there. One of the ways that will help you is to keep corralling yourself back to that moment with this other human being. Our minds are on a constant loop of information processing, and we just need to put our random thoughts aside and bring them back to the moment. We can always visit our thoughts later, but this is a moment that we may never have again, and we want to be fully present for it, controlling our random thoughts. Don't be afraid of the silences either. You're allowing them time to collect their thoughts. And there's a process that's happening. People are thinking, do I trust enough to say this? Do I feel safe enough to say this? Do I remember it correctly? I mean, these little things, take a minute. Give them that minute. Don't rush it. And remember the golden rule of listening. Listen the way you would want someone to listen to you. And whatever you do, just have a blessed holiday, and wherever you are, just know that there are people in your life that would love to hear from you and would love for you to hear from them. And with that, let's take a deep breath and swim back up to the surface. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. That always means the world to me. I know I say that every week, but I mean it every week. And I'll be here next week with a new episode. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to talk about next week, but there's always something that pops up during the week. So I look forward to talking to you then. In the meantime, if you need to reach me, my email address is thevisionariumpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, which is insidethevisionarium.com, and you can send me an email from there. My email address on the website is doc@insidethevisionarium.com. Thank you so much for continuing to spread the word about the Visionarium podcast. I appreciate it very much. Have yourself a great week. So until we meet again, remember to focus on your dreams. Because you've got to have a dream to make a dream come true. See you soon.